Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week, my October 5th conversation with Shenandoah National Park's Sally Hurlburt.
Glad to be here.
Fall has arrived and the changing leaves, always a hot topic. How are the current colors in Shenandoah National Park?
Depends on where you are in the park. When you get up to the areas that are higher in elevation, the leaves are definitely starting to change, but I'd say there's still a lot of green amongst them. And that area would be in the Skyland area. That's the highest point on Skyline Drive. When you're in other areas that are lower down, things are just beginning. I'd say some of the maple trees have gotten quite brilliant in the high country, but I'd say we still have a little ways to go till we get our peak of color.
Yeah, what is the expectation over the weeks ahead?
Usually we get our peaks of color between the second and third week of October. So the higher country will really start to be seeing it, and then it'll start working its way down the mountain into that third week of October. And the last few years, even up until late October, early November, we've still had a lot of nice colors.
Well, how popular is the park during this season?
It's our most busy time of the year. Our numbers go way up in October because people want to come up and see those beautiful fall colors.
I know locals in the area, a lot of people want to come out and see the leaves, but they're worried about too crowded or busy. Are there some advice for locals on how they can get in and out of the park a little easier?
Yeah, so my advice to people who want to come onto the drive and not wait in the long lines is to come before 10 o'clock in the morning or try to come after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because between 10 and 4 are our busiest times at those entrance stations. And then the two entrance stations that get the most people entering are the northernmost at Front Royal and then the one just south of there at Thornton Gap, just outside of Sperryville and Luray. And those two really back up. So if you can take a little longer to get to the park by coming down to the Swift Run entrance station where Highway 33 crosses, or down at Rockfish Gap where Highway 64 and 250 cross, you'll be getting into the park much quicker if you come through those stations.
Well, how does Shenandoah National Park keep everyone posted on how those colors are doing on the change?
Well, we have a weekly fall color update, and we post that on our website every Friday afternoon. And in concert with that, we'll also post it on our Facebook page. And if you can call into our main park phone line, which is 540-999-3500, and just put in option 6, and you'll be able to hear the fall color report. There's also a webcam, and that's the link to that is on our website, and that's a picture of the mountain looking down. And so what's interesting is you'll see the colors begin to change right at the camera, and it'll each week it'll work its way down the mountain until winter comes. It's really cool to see that, and that webcam actually is updated every minute or so. So it's real-time live images. We have on our website a link to the Smoky Mountain map. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park puts out a fall color prediction, and it's I don't know how often they update it, but it tells you what's happening with the colors at the time, and it's a map of the whole United States. So it gives you a feel of where we are in the Appalachians and what's going on in the mountains here.
What else makes this season so special to be in Shenandoah National Park?
Well, what I love about the fall is that our humidity goes down and the days are much drier and crisper. And what that does for us is it gives our visibility off the park when we're looking out at the views is much more clear and more spectacular. You have no haze unless it's a really polluted day, but mostly you have days that are very clear. Right now, the last few weeks have been very dry and very crisp. So not only are the daytime views better, but also the nighttime views. Our night skies are spectacular in the fall with the twinkling stars that you can see so clearly because it's drier.
Dry, of course. That also leads to fire danger. We haven't had a lot of rain.
We're considering this high fire danger right now because we haven't had any rain in over 3 weeks, and the fall leaves, the leaves are turning dry and they are beginning to fall, and we are now entering into what we call our fall fire season. So this is when we've traditionally, statistically, show that we have more fires in the fall and the spring than other times of the year. In fact, our biggest fire we ever had in Shenandoah was back in the year 2000, and that was in October.
What should park visitors keep in mind to help prevent wildfires?
If you're going to have a campfire, you're only allowed to have them in park-built campfire grates. So you cannot build your own campfire in the backcountry. It's illegal to do that. You have to build them in already built park grates. And just keep your fire small. If it's windy, consider not even having a fire, because all it takes is a few sparks getting out into the forest with the dry leaves to start a fire. Smokers should always tamp out their cigarettes and then take that cigarette butt with them and throw it away. You never want to just throw a cigarette out onto the ground. It's number one, it's a very high risk of fire danger, and also it's just littering.
You said, what, the year 2000 was the largest wildfire the park ever experienced?
Yes.
Was the Rocky Mountain Fire the second largest?
That was the second largest. Largest wildfire is referred to as the Shenandoah Complex Fire. It was actually three fires that happened around the same time that all burned towards each other and created the biggest fire ever, about 23,000 acres. The Rocky Mountain Fire was also a huge fire, and it was about a little over 10,000 acres. And that was a spring fire of 2016.
Well, how is that area recovered?
It depends on where you go into the fire area. So the fire burned in a mosaic. So some places burned very low intensity, and some places burned very high intensity. So if you walk into an area of low intensity burn, you're not going to see a whole lot of evidence of the fire, except for maybe a little bit of scorching at the bottom of the trees, because the plants are growing back beautifully. The seed bed was not burned up, so everything seems to be coming back as it used to be. The areas where you will notice it, though, are the moderate to high severity burn areas. The high severity burn areas, we consider that high severity because it killed the trees what you see above ground. That's called top kill, so there will be a lot of areas of standing dead trees. But what's doing well is that many of those trees are resprouting from their roots, or where acorns had fallen or pine cones had fallen. Those are new growth. Those areas are doing well in that they are coming back, and it'll take years before those top kill trees have fallen and the new growth takes over, but they are rebounding.
I'm Robert Allen talking with Shenandoah National Park's Sally Herbert. Well, let's discuss some general safety and start with the importance of watching your speed when on Skyline Drive.
Yeah, we have a speed limit of 35 miles an hour to protect the visitors and our wildlife. We have so many animals in the park, and they're always crossing the drive. You never know when you're going to come around the corner and see a bear or a deer crossing the drive. And so by limiting your speed limit to 35, you know, you'll be able to stop in time if you see an animal on the road, and they will be able to react quicker if they see you coming.
Of course, the fall deer are out and about in great numbers. How much longer will bear be active?
Well, they'll be active probably till end of November, December. They are really busy right now. This is actually a very good time to see bears because they're going around and trying to find as much food as possible to get enough calories to support them through the winter. So you'll see them going after acorns. This is a great time of year to see them up in trees. They're eating the acorns right out of the oak trees. They're eating apples in the apple trees, any kind of cherries that might be in the cherry trees. They're up there just gorging right now to fatten up for the winter. So this is a good time to see bears because they're busy.
If you do see one, what should you keep in mind?
Well, you always want to stay 150 feet or more away from the bear. And that's a pretty good distance to watch them. If you're that far away, that's a good safe distance to be. They have like a safety zone around them. And if you come closer to them within 150 feet, they're going to start to become more concerned about you and maybe become more interested in who you are and what you are. So you're better off to stay back 150 feet. They are going to just usually continue doing what they're doing. If they're busy eating, they won't be concerned about you if you're a good distance away.
Let's talk about park admission. What are the general rates?
To get in for from 1 to 7 days, the fee is $25. If you want to come back to Shenandoah National Park multiple times, we suggest buying the annual pass, which is $50. If you want to visit more than Shenandoah and lots of other national parks or other Forest Service or federal fee areas, you will want to get the $80 all-access pass for a year. That gets you into all the federal fee areas. And if you're a senior, you have two choices now. You can either buy an annual pass for $20, or you can buy a lifetime pass for $80.
Yeah, and that price went up on that senior lifetime pass. I know they were busy online with a lot of people trying to beat the price hike. How was the park? Were y'all busy with people trying to do that?
Yes, we were very busy. The statistics show that in 2016, we sold a little over 19,000 senior passes. And this year, right before the changeover in price, we sold over 30,000 senior passes. If you get the $20 annual pass and you buy that for 3 years, which would be $60, when you go to buy it your fourth year, if you hang on to those three $20 passes that you'd already purchased, you can turn them in for that $80 lifetime pass, and then you'll have a pass for the rest of your life.
September 30th was another fee-free day for national parks, for Public Lands Day. The next one is coming up.
It's Veterans Day weekend, 2 days of free access. It's November 11th and November 12th.
The fall is a busy time, so how can people stay up to date with all that's happening at Shenandoah National Park?
A good thing to do is go to our website, nps.gov/SHEN, and we have a section there called Things to Do, and there's all sorts of options. One of them is our special events. You could click on that and see what kind of special events are happening, or you click on Ranger Programs, and you'll see the list of all the variety of Ranger Programs that we'll be doing through the end of October.
It's also a good place to stay up to date with news. I know as fall shifts into winter, some facilities close for that season for winter, so you can find that information there as we get a little closer to that.
Yeah. And, things usually, everything stays open through October, but then things begin to close in early November. The one lodge that stays open all the way through Thanksgiving and the end of November would be Skyland Lodge, which will not close until November 26th. And then one thing to keep in mind is that Shenandoah is open year-round, as far as Skyline Drive will not be closed unless we have inclement weather. So our visitor center, which is halfway through the park, mile 51, Bird Visitor Center, is open on the weekend. It'll be open on every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and holiday Mondays through the winter, unless Skyline Drive gets closed for bad weather.
A lot of neat things to see and do, particularly the next few weeks with those leaves changing. Sally Hurlburt with Shenandoah National Park, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and we hope that we'll have lots of folks visiting this fall.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.